This is Taylor Wing from your local 518 live at EXT. This song is called Spider Face.
I'm so scared. I know that I should leave, but I'm still so scared. The only thing I've ever known, the years we spent together, thrown down the drain, and we are forced to start again. It would be easier to stay, but what is easy anyway? It's not fair and it's not right. But even then, I'm still so scared. I'm so scared. I have dreams where I'm flying the sky. Yes, I have dreams where I'm chasing butterflies. Then suddenly I'm stuck in spider webs, and then the spider comes. But when it turns around, it has your face. The thing about it is you don't try. And so I'm scared. I'm absolutely scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. I've never been so
It's Eva here. We are live at EXT with local 518 musician Taylor Wing. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
She is absolutely awesome. She is a ukulele player. She plays a couple different instruments, and she's been performing around the area for many years now. How'd you get into playing?
My mom, she was a music teacher, so I've always been involved in music. Even before I was in preschool, I was taking violin, and then I wanted to sit down, so then I switched to cello. And even in preschool, we would do little musicals. I remember one year we just sang the song Frosty the Snowman in costume. And I was Frosty the Snowman, which was pretty exciting, except I used to have really bad stage fright. I still have really bad stage fright sometimes. And my mom has this really cute home movie of me crying, just standing on stage crying instead of singing. And I had my friend at the time, he was Frosty's broomstick. So we were standing next to each other on stage, and he's fine. You know, I'm still friends with him. His name is Anthony. He looks at me and sees that I'm crying, and he just like hooks his little arm in my little arm. And we start swaying back and forth, and it's a really cute video, but that was probably one of the first times I ever performed at all, and it didn't go very well. It's better now. I think the first time I ever played a show, I played at the Low Beat, and I was so scared. Like, I was so scared.
How do you feel you've gotten over your stage fright at all?
Honestly, the only thing I think you can really do to get over stage fright is to keep putting yourself out there and making yourself uncomfortable, because sometimes I still get nervous and it doesn't really go away, but you kind of should use it as fuel. Basically, yeah, you just have to keep doing it and you have to be like, this is a good feeling.
Yeah, I was told once by a cross country coach that I was really nervous before my first race, and he said, if you didn't care, you wouldn't be nervous. So that means it's important to you.
Exactly.
That's a great way to think of that. So you mentioned violin and cello when you were starting. Any other instruments you play?
Yeah, when I was in third grade, I picked up trombone, and I played that in school until halfway through eighth grade, and then I picked up bassoon, and I played bassoon in the wind ensemble until I graduated. But I do still play trombone in an ensemble that I'm in.
So have you considered maybe introducing these other instruments when you record?
I would love to get more instruments behind my music. Full band would be awesome.
Do you have any working band names?
Yeah, I've actually played with a couple of my friends. We played one show at the Low Beat. We haven't been playing that much, but I'm going to hang on to our band name. It's Good Boys Sit. I was basically came up with that because my former roommate has this dog, and I was trying to get him to sit. And I was like, Finn, Good Boys Sit. And wow, that's a great band name. And so that became our band name.
That is a wonderful name. All right, so look out for Taylor Wing and Good Boys Sit.
All right, this song is called Yeah Right. Taylor Wing, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
You're so creative in your writing, and I love the different styles. And that song you played, Yeah Right, has like a little Spanish influence in it. And Spider Face, the first song you played, there was metaphors in there. And where do you find most of your inspiration for writing comes from?
Well, for Spider Face, experiences like that I've had. I've been in a couple relationships where I wanted to leave them and I was too afraid to, because you're afraid of being alone, you're afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. I've felt like that. I know people who have felt that way. Yeah Right is another song that I wrote because I was talking to some guy at the time and I kind of was like, I think this guy's kind of a jerk, but he's really cute and he's kind of nice sometimes. And so when I wrote that song, it actually was different because I was still talking to him, so I was trying to come off nicer than I actually felt, basically like censoring my feelings because I didn't want him to be offended, even though he was like a huge jerk, so it didn't really matter. So then I recently found those lyrics again, like a few months ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna change this song to reflect how I was really feeling. And so that's really a lot of, I just draw from personal experiences. I draw from people around me and what I think they might be feeling or what they tell me that they're feeling.
Do you want your music to connect with other people who are sharing the same emotions?
Oh, absolutely. One thing that I've always wanted is to be able to help people, be there for them, and music is a great way to do that. And that's part of why I do it, is because it just really brings people together, and I love that. That's a great thing about music, is it just brings people together.
That's awesome. So you recently wrote a new song that I love. Could you sing that one next?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay, and this song is called Big Mood.
Long, long ago, I knew a little girl. I always wondered where she'd land. Would she grow up to one day rule the world? Would she be stifled by a man? There were so many possibilities. Can someone tell me, please, why it ended up this way? From what I saw, she never stood a chance. Was a tale as old as time. No single part of it was circumstance. Fit every reason, every rhyme. I wish I could go back. Tell her not to hold back. Get her that photo back, then help her get away.
Wow, that is such an awesome song. So are we looking for maybe some future records to come out?
Yeah, actually, I recently have met an engineer through some friends, and he had heard some of my music and was really interested in getting me into his studio, and so we've been talking a lot, and I'm just really excited to get that work done.
Taylor, what can we look for in the future for you?
So I play a lot of house shows, but I also am getting out more in Albany. I play a lot at the Low Beat. I'm going to try to get into Polly's, which is right next door. I really do need to start playing out more, I think.
But you've been working through that stage fright, and
that's awesome. Yeah, I have. And I have a lot of friends in the music scene, too, and are really supportive and really helpful for doing that, too.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been great having you in the studio and getting to hear your music. Keep looking out for Taylor Wing. And where can fans connect with you?
I have a Facebook page. It's called Taylor Wing Sings. It's pretty easy to remember. And the cover photo is a picture of my cat, so you should definitely check that out. He's really cute. But yeah, that's my Facebook page.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in the studio. Keep a look out for this local 518 musician, Taylor Wing.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm Taylor Wing from your local 518, and this is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.